Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Daryl Motley. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mike Jones. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schatzetter. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatzetter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball four. White moves to second. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Otis strikes out. There goes McRae. The throw from Parrish to second, and McRae is out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. White steals second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from way then and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Gibson scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to home to get Jackson. Jones moves to third. Wackenfuss moves to second. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. Brookins moves to second. It's Royals, 2, Tigers, 2. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0 for 1 in the game. Motley strikes out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gibson bunts towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones fires to first and has Gibson trapped. There's the throw to White who tags Gibson for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McRae strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Motley. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Akins is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Way then hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to third. Rennie Martin now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and tags Cowens, for the out. Gibson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Ron Jackson. Ken Brett now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Hebner now playing first base. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 0-for-2 in the game. Motley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Schatzetter fields it and throws to first for the out. Motley moves to second. One out. Kevin Saucier now pitching. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett is walked intentionally. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McRae takes first base on ball 4. Motley moves to third. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Otis reaches second base with a double. Motley scores. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Dave Tobik now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Rick Peters pinch hits for Lynn Jones. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Peters now playing center field. Al Cowens now playing right field. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wathen hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Motley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Cesar Geronimo now playing right field. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Quisenberry covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.